I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The West Virginia archery hunting season will open this weekend across the state, and a lot of bow hunters are going to be chomping at the bit to get into the woods. I'll have a preview of the season coming up right after this.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
One second I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not. Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Scott Warner with the West Virginia DNR says if you are a bow hunter, this year's high deer population coupled with a low mast crop may play directly into your favor, especially early in the season.
Well, the outlook is pretty good. I'm always very positive about bow season, and this year is an exceptional year. The numbers seem to be up. The interest in bow hunting seems to be up, and the only thing's down is the mast conditions, but actually that's going to hopefully get the harvest up. Any years that we experience decreases in mast productivity, we see a higher concentration of deer, and with a higher concentration of deer, we always see a 10 or 15% increase in our overall deer harvest. So this year, it's good news.
Warner says stand selection will be among the most critical aspects of bow hunting success in West Virginia this year.
Hopefully by this time, they've already picked their stand locations and they've already put everything else out in the woods, and they'll be ready to go on Saturday morning. In terms of where would I hang my stand right now if I hadn't had a chance to get out and do some scouting, first part of the season I would probably be looking at fields without much to keep the deer in the woods in terms of food. A lot of the deer are going to be coming out in the fields. That's what we're seeing a lot right now, driving them down the roads.
Now, if you're hunting the high mountain counties, though, you may find yourself some mast.
There are some actually good mast conditions or some mast conditions in our more mountainous counties up above around 2,500 feet. If you do happen to know where there's a few acorns out in the woods, that would be where I would be hanging my tree stand.
Warner explains hunting the edges of those fields is especially effective, but you should leave yourself a buffer zone.
I like to kind of find a funnel or an area where I think the deer are going to be coming in to the fields. The problem with hunting the actual edge of a field or out in the middle of a field is you're going to get spot, or the deer have a tendency to hang up right until it's actually past shooting time. So if you can get back in the woods, maybe 100 yards, a few yards, you'll have a better chance of actually getting on some deer earlier.
That season opens statewide this Saturday. Don't forget, you need to buy that extra bow stamp before Saturday. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.